Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft. For more information, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a light on the ups and downs of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about a Michigan auto worker who earned the dubious distinction of being the first person in human history to be killed by a robot. The day was January 25th, 1979. Robert Williams, an assembly line worker at a Ford casting plant in Flat Rock, Michigan, was killed on the job by a robotic arm. The event was the first human death caused by a robot and sparked a still ongoing discussion over how robots can safely interact with human workers without causing them harm. The robot had been built by the Unit Handling Systems Division of a company called Litton Industries. Its purpose was to retrieve automotive castings from a massive shelving unit and then transport them to a different part of the factory. The 5-story robot accomplished this task using a series of mechanical arms, which each weighed 1,000 kilograms, or 2,200 pounds. On the day of his death in 1979, 25-year-old Robert Williams had been tasked with scaling that same giant storage rack. There were different accounts about why exactly he was sent up there. One theory is that a system error had led the robot to give an inaccurate parts count, so Williams was asked to climb up and do a manual count himself. The other account is that Williams was asked to climb the racks because the robot was malfunctioning and not retrieving the parts as quickly as the workers needed them. In either case, the robot was operating side by side with Williams when all of a sudden, its 1-ton mechanical arm smashed into the back of his head. The blow killed the man instantly. The robot, meanwhile, continued to work silently as Williams lay dead on the factory floor for the next 30 minutes. He was finally found by co-workers who had begun to wonder what was taking him so long. It probably goes without saying, but the death was totally unintentional. It was an industrial accident and not evidence of any malicious will on the part of the robot. Of course, that doesn't mean that no one was at fault. There should have been physical safeguards in place to protect employees while in the presence of the robot. A basic collision detection feature would have sounded an alarm to warn Williams of the approaching arm. However, no such feature had been installed. Robert Williams' family sued the robot's manufacturer for his wrongful death, arguing that if human workers weren't supposed to be near the robot when it was operating, then they should have installed safety features to prevent that from happening. The jury deliberated for just 2.5 hours before announcing the decision against the manufacturer. The company was ordered to pay $10 million in damages to Williams' widow and 3 children, representing the largest personal injury award in Michigan history at the time. The next death by robot took place in Japan just over 2 years later. Once again, a robot arm failed to notice a nearby worker, 37-year-old Kenji Urata, and accidentally pushed him to his death. In the decades since these early tragedies, human deaths caused by robots or other forms of artificial intelligence have become all too common. In recent years, autonomous and self-driving cars have proven particularly accident-prone, with numerous reports of cars striking pedestrians or killing passengers in collisions that should have been avoided. Even though AI has gotten much more sophisticated since the 1970s, and even with many safeguards now in place, the threat of being killed by a robot now seems greater than ever. Governments have begun to regulate industrial robots, but there's still a lot of gray areas in so-called robot law. This has led some computer scientists and AI experts to ponder the legal implications of robots that are capable of autonomous action. It could be that, in the not-too-distant future, they might even need lawyers of their own. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.